like everybody's far away from me. My name is Monsignor Schumacher, if some of you are not familiar with me. I'm the pastor here at St. Wenceslaus. Father Grafsgaard is the vicar, and that means he's a great help to me and takes care of things for me as if he were pastor. He'll be pastor one day, but I'm still pastor. Deacon Bob Zent, who will be helping out as well this year. We all welcome you with Nicole and everybody who helps this program. I welcome all of you to this Mass here tonight. It's important for us to come to Mass tonight because this is where it all begins in our life of faith. And this is where it will all be brought to conclusion, we hope, when we're welcomed into the kingdom of heaven. The Bible tells us that the saints in heaven, some child once asked me, "Father, what are we going to do in heaven?" Well, the Bible tells us what the saints in heaven do. And it's not just our enjoyments here in heaven. I mean, I have a Harley Davidson. I love my Harley Davidson, but heaven is not going to be one big rally or one big Dalmatian farm, okay? Caesar thinks it will be, though. The Bible tells us that the saints in heaven worship God. And so here on earth, we are practicing the adoration and the love of God, which we hope to do for all eternity in God's kingdom. So it's great for us to be here because the Catholic Mass is the most perfect prayer. In fact, St. Padre Pio, a great saint, he had the stigmata. He mysteriously had the wounds of Jesus in him. You probably heard of him. He lived in Italy. St. Padre Pio said, "It is easier to imagine the world without the sun than the world without the Mass." Because here is where the true body and blood of Jesus is brought to us. The true body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. So today I said we have the feast day of Saint Matthew. This is a great story. Matthew was born in Capernaum, and he became a scribe and he became a tax collector in Palestine during the time of Jesus. What does all that mean? Imagine for a moment, just imagine. Maybe we'd be better off, I don't know. But imagine for a moment that Canada occupied and controlled the United States. During the time of Jesus, when he lived in Palestine, the Roman Empire controlled Palestine. And they ran it as well as they could. So when you paid a tax, the tax went to Rome. You know how annoyed we get when we even pay taxes to our own country? Imagine if we had to pay taxes to Canada, an occupying force of this country. It doesn't make the tax collector any more popular, does it? And besides, a tax collector at that time could levy what he wanted to levy. And that's also how he made his money, his income, by keeping a little back for himself. Not a really liked guy. Our Lord sees Matthew at his table. Our Lord calls him, and Matthew follows him. That word "follow" doesn't mean Matthew just got up and walked after Jesus. It meant that Matthew imitated the life of Christ, what we're trying to do every day. So when Jesus calls Matthew, it doesn't just mean that Jesus is calling everybody. It means that Jesus is going to call anybody to follow him, regardless of a sinful past, regardless of a circumstance, regardless of who we are all called. we pray for God's grace that we may be able to follow him. One of the best ways we stay in tune with Jesus to follow him is to come and worship our Lord here at Mass. Out of the 168 hours every week, our Lord asks that we have one at Mass. It's far more important to come to Mass on Sunday than Wednesday night religious ed. Mass would be a 10 in that importance. Compared to the Mass, religious ed is not that important. If you don't go to Mass, then you're not going to understand what we learn on Wednesday. I'll get to that in a bit. So here's Matthew following Jesus, and he's a scribe. And so he writes these stories. He actually writes these stories in Aramaic, not Hebrew. And these stories made it to us today in the Bible that we will have for the rest of the world. Matthew's gospel is not the first written, but it's the first as it appears in the New Testament. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Matthew then decides to evangelize. He goes to Ethiopia, and that is where he is martyred. And that is why we are all wearing red here today. This tax collector, you could call him a crook. This sinner turned into a great saint and a great martyr because he took Jesus up on his offer to follow him. The word Matthew, you know what the word Matthew means in Hebrew? The word Matthew means God's gift. God's gift. So if your name Matthew, your name means God's gift. If you know somebody named Matthew, remind them of that tonight or maybe tomorrow. Send them a text and say, you know, did you know Matt, you're God's gift? And see what the response is coming back. It's what the name means. Matthew, by the way, is a patron saint of accountants. That makes sense, doesn't it? Accountants and customs officers. The guys that keep Canada out, actually. That's their patron saint. So as we gather on Wednesday night, and as we come to Mass on Sunday, and as we live our lives every day, we are called to follow Jesus. That doesn't mean just to walk after him. It means to imitate his life, to love God, and to love one another. One of the things that our confirmation students will do, I will teach confirmation, Father Grafsgaard will teach confirmation, Deacon Zent will teach confirmation sometimes. One of the things we ask our confirmation students to do is when you go to Mass, you have what's called homily notes. Learn this from the Lutherans. I learned this from the Lutherans in Williston. It's my hometown. It's a great thing. So when the students come to Mass, you can rate the homily. Just like you're listening to me now, wondering when in the world this is going to end. You can write and rate the homily, and then this is part of your assignment every week. Don't forget that. So we are called to follow Jesus. We are called to live our gift of faith, and we're called to understand our faith. Wednesday nights here, when we learn, we're to bring understanding to our faith. To know a little more about why we do what we do. Like why am I wearing red? You know, it makes our faith come alive when we know about it. Red is the color of blood. And saints that shed their blood, martyrs, have red on their feast day. All kinds of things we can learn to bring richness to the meaning of our faith. It has its purpose above all, to help us love Jesus more, and to help us follow our Lord more closely. So, we didn't plan it this way, but it's a great day to have this Mass together on the feast day of Saint Matthew, God's gift to us. Let's remember that each morning when we wake up, God gives us a gift, an opportunity to follow him. And let us pray for God's grace that we may do it. We're not going to do it perfectly. Some days we're going to do it better than others, but each day we have to make an effort. We develop our faith, we deepen our faith by going to Mass. and we bring understanding to our faith by learning, which we do here on Wednesday nights. I would like to give a blessing to the teachers. We have teacher volunteers who give their time to come and to teach the future of St. Wenceslaus. You're the future of St. Wenceslaus. I mean, in 9 months, I'm going to be eight months, I'm going to be 50 years old already. So I'm not here long. You're the future. The young people are the future. And these volunteers are giving their time to teach so the faith has more understanding and more meaning. And then St. Wenceslaus just becomes a more lively parish that's pleasing to God. And so I'd like to give them a blessing tonight. I thank them for their time. I don't pay them. I thank them for their time and I thank them for their effort. And I'd like to conclude my homily today with all of us praying for them as they give their time to teach our students. So if all the teachers could come forward, please. Do we have any here? Great. There we go. Very good. We'll have you just across the front here. Thank you. Come a little closer. Everybody's afraid of me today. Okay. Great. Super. Nicole? Yep. Diane? Anybody else in the choir? Great. We got all night. We started at 6:30. Right here, Diane, right on the pelican. Let us pray. Lord God, source of all wisdom and knowledge, you sent your Son, Jesus Christ, to live among us and to proclaim his message of faith, hope, and love to all nations. In your goodness, bless these teachers who have offered themselves as catechists for your church. Strengthen them with your gifts that they may teach by word and by example the truth that comes from you. And may Almighty God bless you and guide you in your work, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Let's have all of you turn around and let's give them our appreciation and thanks. Very good. Thank you.